One of the things we're constantly being told is how people have become much more aware of the natural world around us over the last few months. The lack of noise and air pollution has meant that the skies are bluer, everywhere is cleaner and fresher, and we can hear the sounds of nature more clearly. Barry Madden, the Let's Talk Nature writer, always appreciates the natural world around him, and this month he's been taking a walk around Foxley Wood to see how butterflies are benefiting from the management of this special habitat. Here's Sam to tell you what Barry found while he was there.
Ancient woodland is a rare commodity in this 21st century world. It exists only as widely scattered oases in an agricultural desert, a vibrant haven for life when all around is sterile. And even then, its existence is more likely due to circumstantial accident rather than conscious design. We are then rather fortunate here in East Anglia to still be able to enjoy some impressive areas of such interesting and captivating habitat. Even though these fragments are but a shadow of their former glory, they nonetheless afford us the opportunity to immerse ourselves in their history and their wildlife and majesty. I paid a visit with a friend to an exceptionally well-managed ancient woodland recently, the Norfolk Wildlife Trust Reserve of Foxley Wood, the largest such site in Norfolk. Now, the word managed is as relevant today as it always has been in these kinds of habitats. It's a careful balancing act. The woodland is no longer something that serves as a communal resource, whereby grazing by domestic animals and harvesting of hazel coppice would traditionally create a mosaic of different habitats. And nor do these places any longer exist as a strictly commercial venture, providing, for example, timber for construction, where selective felling would help keep the woodland open and attractive to a rich understory of plant life. Today, nature and biodiversity are the watchwords. Without active management, the area would soon become overgrown by a few more dominant species, and the wealth of plants, insects, birds and mammals would diminish. And, of course, the needs of human visitors must be catered for. A living landscape component is just as important for people as for wildlife. Foxley Wood is a prime example of how an ancient woodland site, part of which was felled and replanted with non-native conifers during the early 20th century, can be essentially reclaimed, allowing natural regeneration to supplement those areas of untouched woodland that remain. It is a simply wonderful place to visit. On this day, as soon as we step out of the car, we are surrounded by butterflies. Even though there is a strong breeze and largely overcast skies, the wide open rides bordered by sentinel mature oaks provide shelter. The borders of these paths through the wood are just teeming with insect life, taking advantage of the profusion of wild flowers that provide colour and sweet scent to a gentle walk. Ringlets, meadow browns, skippers and whites flutter all around. Sedentary crickets, ladybirds, spiders and snails require more focused attention. But we're here in the hope of catching a glimpse of a rather special insect, and one that has been absent from the county for nearly 50 years, but is now back. The monarch of the oaks, the Purple Emperor. Of course, we are not alone in this quest. Several other keen-eyed naturalists are busy craning necks, looking at the tops of oak trees for a glimpse of this enigmatic creature. So far, nobody had been successful, but everyone has spoken to someone else who has seen them, down by the gate, or further along the path, or more forlornly. Should have been here last week. Hope springs eternal in the heart of nature nerds, and so undeterred we stroll forth, just content with being out in the fresh air. Shortly, while pausing to admire a group of bright orange silver-washed fritillaries, tempted forth by a short burst of sunshine, we catch a tantalising glimpse of a butterfly flitting around the top of an oak. It lands, but is partially obscured and too far away for positive identification. We can see white markings on the wings, but white admirals frequent the area, and this could be one of those. A small crowd gathers, and slowly consensus is reached that this is indeed a purple emperor, and probably the best view we are likely to get on such a day. Well, that will do very nicely, thank you. Indeed, a real bonus, because in truth, we don't expect to connect with the emperor today. So quite pleased with our luck, we make our way back to the car park for lunch when a movement on the side of a nearby oak tree attracts our attention. And there, licking sap from a fissure, is not one, but a pair of resplendent and quite beautiful purple emperors. One even opens its wings for a second, revealing the deep purple sheen that gives the insect its name. Glory be! How fortunate are we? Big smiles, a COVID-restricted high five, and with a spring in our step, a well-earned lunch for two very satisfied, youthful-minded, if slightly more maturely framed, chaps. Foxley Wood is a credit to NWT. The sense of space produced by the opening up of some of the rides works very well. We encountered more than one family with small children exploring the easily accessible wayside plants for bugs and beetles. It is open year-round and signed from the A1067 Norwich Fakenham Road. And every season brings its own attraction. Spring flowers, summer butterflies, autumn colours, winter shapes and calm. Who could fail to be happy with a walk through this truly ancient and mystical wonderland?